Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, January 23rd. And President Hargis, OSU had a special ceremony on campus last week.
Well, we did indeed. We had the long-anticipated establishment of our Phi Beta Kappa chapter, Gamma chapter of Oklahoma, it will be known as. It was a very exciting evening. Of course, Phi Beta Kappa is one of the nation's oldest academic honor societies. I think it was established in 1779. It was quite an event because we had visitors from all over the United States. Certainly all the top officials of Phi Beta Kappa were here. We held the ceremony, Kelly, in the Assembly Hall of Historic Old Central, which was really an appropriate place. It's the same room where OSU handed out its first diplomas to six graduates in 1896. So we had even more than that for the event. Fred Kate spoke. He is a professor at Indiana University. He's the immediate past president of Phi Beta Kappa, which I guess is probably the best job in the whole honor society. But anyway, he brought his mom with him, Dorothy, and it so happens that Dorothy and her husband, Robert, were here for over a decade. He was a professor of religious studies, so it was a special evening to have Fred and his mom here. The chapter will select its first student later this semester, so we're very excited about it.
And Burns, I guess seasoned guys like us can certainly attest to this. Lots of changes happening in higher education, but none may be greater than online education, and OSU is getting some national recognition on that front.
You're exactly right, Kelly. You know, a lot of people think of online in the context of being a contrast or different than resident education. We believe that online education is a way to greatly enhance the whole educational experience in the delivery of knowledge and critical thinking skills and the like. In fact, OSU has one of the really top-rated online Masters of Business programs in our Spear School of Business. It's part of the Watson Graduate School of Management. But it's highly ranked by U.S. News and World Report and is highly effective, but so is in classroom and labs and discussion groups and the like. So there are a lot of pioneers in this field. A lot are trying to figure out the best way to utilize online to both increase the quality of the education and decrease the cost, and we are no different. It's important to a lot of students that are place-bound, certainly important to our military troops that want to continue their education, but it also can greatly enhance what we do right here on the campus.
And finally, Burns, the OSU Space Cowboys are at it again.
They are indeed. This is also a very exciting program. My team of OSU Aerospace Engineering students have been selected to fly weightless aboard the NASA's reduced gravity aircraft. This will be the fourth mission for our OSU Space Cowboys. They'll fly in the spring and study the design of the artificial gravity system. Space Cowboys are one of 14 teams that have been selected nationally. OSU teams work with the NASA mentors, design and build experiments based on current NASA research. Students are led by Professor Jamie Jacob, who does a wonderful job. So it's an exciting time for the Space Cowboys and for OSU.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.